The views and opinions of this program do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.org or any of our sponsors. All content of this program is the responsibility of Gunwash and is assumed to be played and performed with the permission of its respective owner.
Well, my name is Johnny Sagan, a.k.a. Snowy Wilderness, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yeah, well, it's Gunwash, and it is a Thursday here at HeritageRadioNetwork.org and, of course, Gunwash.com. No Armando tonight. We are saddened. We're still going to do a segment, though. I believe he is in contact with us, and it's under control. In his stead, we have Mr. Joe Galarraga, the very famous, so stay tuned for Gunwash. It's coming up next.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Well, oh wow, what's this music? Oh, is it Alchemist?
Mobb Deep.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't know. I thought you were gonna play death metal for me, so it kind of threw me off a little bit.
It's that new Daft Punk.
It's called Hell on Earth.
Well, welcome to Gunwash on the Heritage Radio Network, where we say hello.
Hey, what's up?
I have a guest in the house tonight. Her name is Christina. Now, earlier, she looked at me and she said I was acting strange, and I do want to apologize. I'm sorry I was acting strange. Let me tell you something. There's a reason I act weird, like in the beginning of the show. I'm trying to hold back these compulsions that I have of saying things, because really, really, what I should be doing is saving things for the show. And what I find, especially when these guys like Max and Jeremy and all these guys come around, is that sometimes I think maybe I use the good jokes up before I go on. And Jack and or Max, I think you're one of the guys that does that a lot.
Yeah, Max is pretty funny though.
Yeah, I know, but I think
I use the good jokes.
I think you purposely use the good jokes when you're not on.
I just don't like talking on the air.
Fair enough. I'm not going to make you talk. We are going to get right to Spliff in a moment. For all you listeners who reached out to me about Barnaby, we had a really fun time last week. I don't know. There's probably clips. I'm sure Jack will play them, and how excited we are about that. Hopefully not too much of the Johnny Snowy Wilderness stuff. And as far as reaching Barnaby, because a lot of people
aren't. I'm saying you're here to throw a great pie in the face.
What's the, where's the, well, you know the one I like.
Yeah.
For those of you who asked about reaching out to Barnaby, look, you can reach out to him. He's on, his contact is totally out there. Just search for Dr. Barnaby Roo. Reach out. He might be dating my mom, though, so, I don't know. I think. Okay. Hey, Sarah?
She's here, yeah, hold on.
So, this thing you said earlier about the vine.
Hello.
Get on that
hey.
Mic. Get right on that
hey,
mic.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
You were saying something about starting the Vine account, right?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying that I thought that app was pretty cool.
Well, look, I don't
oh,
know
Vine.
Anything.
Vine's funny.
Well, look, I don't know anything about apps, but I wanted to bring it up because, you know, there was a time earlier where, you know, I would, or, you know, in the last, like, 5 years or so, you know, I've heard every, you know, cockamamie pitch for every stupid app and little and stupid appy thing. We all know there's only really two good apps, Instagram and Blast Zone Mega.
Thank
those
you.
Are only good apps.
And, thank you.
But look, what I think about, and Spliff, I'm sorry, we're going to do this in a second. What I think about when I see a thing like the Vine is that, you know, all these people that were trying to do weird, like, wacky apps with that had these, like, complicated things, and then, you know, someone comes out with the video version of Instagram, it kind of makes me want to, like, go back to all those people that were making those apps, and I wish I could have just gone back and been like, hey, why don't you just make the video version of Instagram? Do you know what I mean? Kind of, like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
What
like,
if?
Yeah, I would say, like, you have a very special app, so I would never ask you to change yours. because I think it's good. If Evan Schickel likes it, you know, he's a Gran Turismo champion, so.
Francis Ford Coppola's on Vine.
Yeah. Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to check out Will Sasso on Vine. Remember Will Sasso from Mad TV?
The big guy?
Yeah, the big guy.
The big guy, yeah. He was like the new the Artie Lang volume two.
He has the best Vine.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, listen, if you're out there,
my word for it.
Look, we're gonna talk. We'll talk to you in a lot in the second segment. So, first segment. So, don't even worry about it, Joe.
Gunwash.
Listen, it's Gunwash. Gunwash.com, and of course, we are proudly representing and recording at the Heritage Radio Network.
Yeah, right.
And that is a .org. And I'm more bummed actually than I sound. I decided to be nice during the intro. If you'd like to call in, the number here is 718-497-2128. Stay tuned, Splivington. If you'd like to, please pull. Up that,
you don't know your mountain if you're just living off a cliff.
Back up.
The cliff is great. Jump.
Hey, what nice, what's happening? The moment, what it is, brother. Hey, man, let's talk about what we know how to talk about best. What is that?
Girl, right on.
Girls, I like them fat, I like them tall. Some skinny, some small. I got to get to know them all. Love the things they know, love the things they show. Have to be where they go. Pretty girls, sunshine in the hair, perfume that they wear. Girls everywhere. I like to be on an island with five or six of them fine ones. Who know they ain't good looking. They're the ones who do the best cooking. They're the ones with a lot of money. Give me two with lots of honey. Give me three that do them freaky things. Give me four that mama's delight to swing. Girls, I love the things they know. Love the things they show. Got to be where they go. Fatty girls, the sunshine in their hair, the perfume that they wear. Girls are everywhere.
Gunwash will be back in about 1 minute. If you want to give us a call, the number is 718-497-2128.
You're honored if Herbert Spliffington hijacks your speaker system.
My name is Dr. Barnaby Rue, and you are listening to Gun Wash. All I'm saying is, look at yourself and realize, I love people, and I am doing the right thing, and I'm on my mountain, and the answer is yes.
Yes. Yeah, the answer is yes. What can I say? What? Hey. The answer.
If you know that you feel it.
You know, Jack, don't forget about the, I know we've come such a far way here in this studio that we call Gunwash. But don't ever forget about the Chris Pfeiffer drop.
Wow, yeah.
It is my favorite drop.
Is it actually your favorite drop
still?
It's
my favorite. I haven't heard all of them in succession, although I do know that there is a tape out there that you made of all the different Hey What's Ups, I believe. Mista. Yeah. Hey, Evan, do we have a Vine account?
Jordan!
No.
No, we don't have a Vine account.
Do we do that, or are we going to
No,
be,
we don't do that. We're on Pinterest, though.
Is it strange if we do that?
We might as well, right?
Vine would probably not be very good for in-studio things.
Well, what if we had, like, a five-camera A, B, C, D roll of Vines? That would be more like Forest App.
No, that would be good. That would be confusing. Disorienting.
Bummed out.
Well, Aaron, I'm looking here. I'm supposed to interview you.
On the outline, it does say that.
It says that on the outline.
Chris Pfeiffer, you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
You know, it's funny, Joe, that it's an interesting situation. Don't leave yet, Jeremy. It's an interesting situation, actually, that you say that, Joe.
Okay.
Because, you know, we always said, Joe, this kid, you know, as soon as he gets signed, I'm sure this kid is going to run off. And already we see he just came back from the tour, and he's graced us. I mean, he's back from the road, right? Isn't that what happened recently? You were on the road or something?
Yeah, I was on the road.
Do we have any... play a single. Yeah, play it. I want to hear it. Joe! That's Joe's voice. Oh,
great.
Man. Some of my best...
This is great, but... I don't know. Turn it off.
No, you just don't like hearing your voice.
No, I don't.
Let's get it ready, Rob! Ready, 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 Rob!
No.
He got a new beer. From Sarah.
I got a beer. I took one of your guys.
That was good, Aaron.
Thank you.
No, Aaron should be. I think you should start your own band, Aaron.
No, I would never start a band without you, Joe. You are the most famous. Let me get back to my point. My point here was that I think it's unbelievable that you would come back and visit us here. And let me just say something.
Unbelievable?
And let me just say something.
Hey.
Yes, say something.
And this is very important. Earlier on, before we were on the show, I made a joke, and it was in jest. I made it in jest.
That's a joke.
Okay. I just want to make sure you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, go for it.
I said, you know, hey, Spliffington, let me tell you something. And he was like, and, you know, he looked at me, and I was like, you're out of here. You know, like some shit. And he said, okay, bye. And I hope, and Spliff, I know that you know I was joking, and you would leave, and I know that you would, but I hope that you wouldn't walk out. I hope that if I said... I would hope that if I said, look, Spliff, I think, you know, gun wash is changing, and I think, you know, your taste in music is
Pete Leonard,
sort of on the.
You sound like a shitty girlfriend.
I was gonna say you sound like you're playing hard to get.
Yeah,
and my main point being that look, I can't use you here anymore.
I want you to want me.
I would want you. I would want you to want to be here. I would want you to be. I would want you not to beg or anything. Well, maybe beg a little bit, but I would want you to want. I would want you to be like, but Aaron, we've done such great. As he walks out, all right, it's fine. So
man, I got a lot of
I'm still here, ain't
tongue
I?
In all my right. mouth today.
I know, I'm joking. No, we're very good. I wanted to say that because we missed you last week. I played Final Fantasy music and it was terrible, and we were lucky enough.
Oh God, it's really bad.
Oh, and by the way, Snowy Wilderness is never fucking allowed in this place again. Excuse my fucking language. That guy is not coming in this fucking studio. I am not joking with you.
Who's Snowy Wilderness?
This guy, Johnny, that came in.
My name is Johnny Sagan, a.k.a. Snowy Wilderness.
This motherfucker is never allowed in here again.
I don't like him.
You're here to deflate the pomposity that pundits like me are prone to indulge in.
Look, Dr. Barnaby is a doctor. He's doctor. They call him doctor. They call him Dr. Barnaby Roo. And Pierre's allowed to talk. He's got a little bit of longevity. He's, you know, we know him for many years. And, you know, we're not the only ones that know him. I mean, he's Pierre.
This is Pierre.
Exactly. But you, he's talking to me about dancehall. He will not stop asking me about dancehall reggae. I'm like, listen.
I'm saying you're here to throw a pie in the face of the emperor who wears no clothes, who might start to try and strut his stuff.
Who was this guy?
I'm gonna explain it to you clearly. The dancehall ones. This guy. And listen to me right now, all you Gunwash listeners. When we're out here and we do the stuff with Spliffington, you know, listen, I've been collecting reggae music for a long time, and I've been collecting music of all different kinds for a long time, as a lot of us in this studio have been. I know Max and Joe, and of course Jack, and of course Evan, and I'm sure Christina also collected music. It so happens that me and Spliffington have a similar taste, and we like the same stuff. And Spliffington happens to be a bit senior to me and a little more well-traveled and more worldly, and he's been able to gather a serious amount of stuff. So I can trust in the guy. You know, I can let him play. I don't have to ask the guy what he's going to play. I can let him play, right? This guy, Snowy Wilderness.
As somebody who's addicted to reading and addicted to talking, you know, dance hall.
This guy's addicted to reading highlights.
It's added this absorbing, syncopated, body buzzing bed of bass and beats.
Listen, Joe. Listen to me. This is this guy's.
I'm glad
attempt.
I wasn't here last week.
Now look, my greater point about the Spliffington and the Johnny Wilderness thing is this: we don't talk about the dance hall. Look, I get it. We love that kind of music. Me and Spliff, we sort of, you know, we connect on that. We met through art and through pals and stuff, and that's great. But we connect about the music, and that's something that's special to us. And you know how pals get. I mean, Max is in the Great Guys Club. That's as pally as you. That's like Pally Pallerson, you know.
Stop using that word.
But look, you know what I mean. The dance hall thing, the music thing. It's kind of like
it's unspoken.
No, it's exactly. We don't speak about it because
we talk about the
right,
covers.
Yeah, this isn't Q104. Like, you know, I don't tell you. Sometimes I say who the songs are if it's cool. But the
that's
point
full
is
full service radio, right?
Right, exactly. That's full service radio.
Oh my God, no, Jack, Jesus.
If you want to hear Matt, Matt Pinfield, listen to full service radio.
You are I talk to.
Matt Pinfield hosts full service radio. I heard.
Yep.
I'm joking, Jack. We love your radio show.
Basically, beginning with the Deadheads in the 80s.
Oh, my God.
With
Turn
the Rainbow
this
Family,
man off. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Molina,
and then he says to me.
Down on the lower
okay,
east side.
Okay.
And now you're on the air. I got Gunwash, you're on the air.
Most importantly, I know I'm on the air. I'm always on the air. This is Clyde's show.
Yeah. Hey, Clyde.
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm all right. I'm on set of my movie right now. I just want to call in and check in with you guys.
No, I heard you were making a movie. That's exciting. So what's going on up there?
All right. A lot of money is being spent. We're having big fun, though. We didn't start shooting yet. It's going well.
All right. Well, that's great.
Can't complain.
Well, shit. I'm glad you called in. I'm, like, bummed as heck. But I guess people are listening. That makes me happy.
The whole crew is listening. I got about 30 people in the other room listening to Gunwash right now.
Let me tell you something, Clyde.
It's the most listeners we've ever had.
Yeah, seriously. You're in. That's like our Madison Square Garden right there. But listen, let me tell you something, Clyde. This man who was in last week talking about the dance hall music. You make sure you tell your friends that are new listeners. That's not what we think about dance hall.
What do you think about dance hall?
Me? Well, listen. I like Caribbean music. I collected it for many years. I don't fucking talk about it. I listen to it in my headphones. I don't claim to be anything. I have some stuff. I have some rare songs.
But you guys are too concerned with the rare over there at Gunwash. There's also something called good.
Well, all right.
You know what? You got to get into some Egyptian. You got to get into some Sizzler. I've never heard that from you.
Well, look. I'm not saying we'll never play Egyptian. I'm not saying we'll never play Egyptian or Conscience. But what I will say is,
no, you never have played Egyptian.
No. But look, Clyde. You can't say that we haven't played Sizzler. If Jeremy was here and you said we haven't played Sizzler, he'd go ballistic.
You guys play that authentic Sizzler. I don't want to hear that authentic. I want to hear that live shit.
All right, fine.
Yeah, it's me live.
All right, fine.
That's what I want to hear.
All right. So I'll tell him to play Popcorn. I love you too. Oh, we love Clyde. So all right. So Clyde, listen. I'll tell Spliffington. Clyde asked to hear Movado and Miley Cyrus. Okay.
Great.
And Spliff will oblige, I'm sure.
Fuck Spliffington.
So the point was, and thank you, Clyde, for calling in. And of course, if you'd like to call in, the number here is 718-497-2128. And then if you are listening on heritageradionetwork.org, but you want to hear some other stuff from Gunwash, go to gunwash.com. We own it!
All right. So, Aaron, why are you bummed?
Hey, come on.
That was a bad setup.
No, come on. Let me talk about it.
Ask me. Joe, please.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, so, Joe.
Hey, what's up? I've heard...
Hey, what's up?
Thank you. I've heard that you're having a not-so-great time right now, and I want to see... It says on this sheet of paper that I'm supposed to offer you advice, and I'm not going to offer you advice, but I am going to be a set of ears for you to listen. I'm going to listen to what you have to say right now.
Well, you know, Joe...
Just pretend it's just me.
You know, I'll tell you something, Joe.
Okay.
Jack Inslee, he, deep down, you know, the guy doesn't really like me that much.
Dig in. I want to hear. Jack's not listening. Jack, don't turn the mic on right now.
No, I'm joking. Jack loves me. He doesn't like when I leave the beer bottles on the floor. Look.
And neither do I, but...
Listen, let me explain to you the situation. For the last 8 years, it was really simple. I would go out and I would meet people. I mean, I wouldn't use, like... You know, I would just go out.
Right. On the town.
I'm on the town. You know, look at me.
Walking down the street.
Look at me, I'm on the town.
Yes.
You know, spin a cane around my hand like that.
Where's this going?
Well, hold on. So, things were really easy, you know what I mean? I would say to people, listen, hey, you know, the answers were like, hey,
what's up?
Nothing's a big deal. I live right around here. I live on 2nd Street. I live alone.
Yeah.
I live alone on 2nd Street.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey,
Do you want to talk to Kelly, or should we give her the hang up?
Give her the hang up.
The guns.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to
Kelly. I'm not even going to give her the guns. I'm going to give her the click.
All right. Thank you.
Not a good time, Kelly. Sorry.
Not a good time. Sorry about that. Anyone else can call in, just not Kelly.
Mean. Mean to your listeners.
Yeah.
Jack's a funny guy in there.
So I'm going to skip ahead a little bit on this story. Kelly, are you there?
No, I hung up on her.
Oh, okay. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit on the story. But you can put the music back on if you want.
I thought that was cool.
Here's the deal. I'm about to... Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
No, come on.
No, I don't want to talk about it. Forget about it.
No, Aaron, I have a... You know, you and I, we hang out in Gunwash.
You are going to be out of here the moment you get a fucking record out.
I don't want to put that thought in my head
because I will be so sad. If my support systems leave me, I will
be
stuck
here. I'm going to be here, and that's what I'm saying. I'm here now. I'm here forever.
Yeah, you better believe we're going to eat off this tape. Believe me, once you get signed, I'm going to eat off this fucking tape. Okay, look.
This is about you.
I'm about to move in to a home, and I have to live with someone. And this someone is an 8-year-old race car driver. And I just can't. And I just, as much as I love motorsports, here's the deal. There's this fundamental thing that my race car driver friend doesn't get. You must fill the back tank of the toilet with bleach every single time you use it. Shoes are not allowed. Socks are not allowed. Feet are not allowed. You must cut your feet off when you enter my home. My door will be painted black. No pizza allowed ever. It's not out. You're never getting any pizza in my fucking house. You don't want to see anyone. I want to see a wall. I like walls. I like to look at walls. Hope to God this is original music. What a day. Joe, you got any more questions for me? That was a good answer, right?
That was a great answer.
That was like Grammy Award winning.
Dude,
answer.
That was extremely well orchestrated. Give it up. Jack and Spliff.
Now you got the basic idea of what I'm going through.
I do. I feel like it's very, very frantic.
Hey, what can I say?
Judging by the music.
I feel a lot better now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You need to be in a band.
Look, let me
be
tell you
in
that.
A band.
I want to be in a band with you, Joe. But
I will
time,
be in a band with you.
All right. Well, we had recording dates. We have some recording dates set up, Jack. Right?
Yeah, I ruined it basically.
Well,
ruined it the first time. I ruined it the second time.
You ruined it the first time. Joe ruined it the second time, and then the third time, Jack ruined it. But
I came over the top and ruined it forever.
Yeah, but we can't even explain why. Although there is a Cock God tape out there. It's out there. It's not out. It's out there.
Oh.
Well, hey, listen. I'm not gonna rush to the music.
Woo! You have to pee?
No. But I do know that music's coming up soon, and
thank God.
What
is this, Steve Reich?
Armando didn't call.
He's the Weasel Easel.
We spoke to Armando before the show, and he's gonna do a segment, right?
Yeah, Christina's here too. What? Christina hasn't even said a word.
Christina is gonna have plenty of time to speak.
She should
Christina,
say hi,
talk.
Maybe.
Say hello.
Hello.
Do you want to do the drops now? No, we do those at the end. That's a rule.
Let's do it now. That's
you
a great
do it
idea.
Now?
Yeah.
Christina, do you want to do a Gunwash drop?
Yeah, am I saying my full name?
Well, you
the
can say
thing.
You're allowed to say whatever you
it's
want.
Long.
Well, you're allowed to say whatever you want. If
we'll
it's a good, if it's a good name, yeah, we'll take. The
do you
whole
know
thing.
How to do a drop?
I mean, I've seen other people do it.
Nice. No, look at that. We got a pro. We got a pro in the studio. I'm gonna kill all the other mics, and we'll get Christina to do a drop.
Okay.
You're on.
This is Christina Mazurowski, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Round of applause.
Wow.
Where'd my beater go?
It's on top of the mic box.
Don't tell Jack that.
You might have heard.
Hey, thanks, guys. Joe, look, if you want to know what it is, I always forget.
I mean, honestly, I don't really want to know what it is. Jack tells me 2 days ago, he's like, you got to interview Aaron.
Oh, but look, I feel like...
Blame it on Jack, no, Joe. Look, that's it? That's no, all look. You got left, huh?
I forget all the...
Yes,
Joe.
For
Joe.
A long time, that's all I've
that's
had.
That's the only Joe. Move.
That's the only move. It's always been the only move.
You want to know what's really, really funny about this?
Tell me something really funny
hey,
about it.
Hey, you know what's so funny? We were like, we came in early and Joe had like fucked up. Like, Joe works for Jack, sort of. You know, he works with Jack, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had like...
I work for Jack.
And he had like fucked up. And you know what's so funny? Like, other people that work with Jack, like, they get fired for the worst reasons. And Joe can fuck up and not get fired. And it's because he's famous. I mean, let's be really be honest here. Jack.
I like Joe.
Yeah.
No, I think
true.
That's the reason why I'm not fired. It's because Jack likes
it's
me.
True. It's true. We like
Joe. I like Joe.
Nah, we like
I mean,
Joe.
I liked Carlos, too.
No, you didn't like Carlos.
Yes, I did.
No, if you liked Carlos, he'd be here. Joe is here. Joe's got his
well,
feet. Joe has his feet up on the table.
Jesus
Christ.
He's allowed to do whatever he, you know? He does not even care.
The thing about Carlos, rest in peace, Carlos, is that he also kind of quit. Nah, he's alive, but like almost.
He didn't quit.
He didn't? I thought he like kind of quit.
Well, that's what he told you. Jack gave him the axe real quick. He gave him the chop, chop, magala, magala, magala.
Okay.
Well, look.
Carlos will be back here.
No, he's around. All right, time to go to music. Let's do this. Listen. Hey, you're listening to Gunwash. Christina Mazurowski is here, and our friend Max Bode. And in the stead of Armando, we have Joe Galarraga as our in-studio co-host. But we'll hear from Armando coming up shortly. If you'd like to call in, of course, the number is 718-497-2128. Jack occasionally does drops over the music. Herbert Spliffington, please play tune for our friends and Nybars.
This is Pierre, and you're listening to Gunwash. Chamanista is the fact that we have Reiki, yoga, nursing, tender loving care. We've got things that actually allow us to access other humans and help them move through life. And shamanism is love, and love is Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, which is all of us wanting to move the world into a better place.
Come aboard and
I just want to give a shout out to Kelly. We actually love you, Kelly. I hope you're still listening. We love Kelly. Gunwash loves Kelly. Gunwash.com loves Kelly. Jack Inslee loves Kelly. Aaron Ginsberg loves Kelly. Sarah Devine really loves Kelly. So give us a call back. We love you, Kelly. Listening to the sounds of Herbert Spliffington.
The musical evolution has ended. We control the sound. It's time you all got down. We bring you electrophonic. Fong, 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 fong.
Step your foot into it. I want y'all to sing along with us. We got a thing that's gonna tilt your back. Oh, we got a thing that's called the crack. So, get cracking.
Let's get cracking.
Hold on.
Let's get cracking.
Come on, y'all.
Get cracking. Let's get cracking.
Everybody. Now don't be afraid to step on the crack, 'cause you're most definitely not gonna break your mother's back. This jam is not only nutritious, say y'all, it can be to the groovers delicious. So y'all, get
cracked. Let's get cracked.
Out to Big Clive Ramos and Armando doing it big in Connecticut. Gunwah.
Let's get cracked.
Y'all roll over.
All right.
case you're wondering what Armando's up to, we'll find out in 5 minutes.
This is Dame Dash. I'm chilling with my man Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood. Looking for that good stuff.
Armando takes on Spain. Welcome to Siesta.
Yeah, if I ate avocados every day, I'd just be, you know, shitting avocado.
Catch me in the dirty south, in the red clay porch burning out. Headed cross seas, about to turn it out. Coming back home to a furnished house. We 3D, what? But we ain't getting no sleep. We on the next flight, 25 a night, damn right. Plan is to keep the fam tight. Copping the bite, but I ain't stopping at the light. Can't see the dice, ice too bright. Heard you with a pretty chick, you an idiot. Get a record deal and not take it serious. Plan to make it for a long period. Hell of a living, shit me on all television. Ball, I'ma score every time it's an inning. I'm 170 mil and it's just the beginning. Everybody want a pool, I need the ocean to swim in.
Yeah, Jack stopped eating salad. Yeah. Hey, he's eating salad. Look, hey. Hey, look, if you're healthy, you're healthy. I don't want to be unhealthy. So I pray to God in a huddle. No dressing on that shit. Only dressing on that is water.
I made dressing.
Oh, you made it?
Yeah, I made dressing. I'm a fucking foodie.
I know. You used to date a dressing maker.
I date a dressing maker.
Yeah, that's true. Don't kill me, man. Don't kill me. talking, man. Pop the top, man. Got this in the can like Pringle. Heard one song, I did the can like Pringle. While I mingle, shake the black. Shout out to Big Black Matt. How do you like how I say it, Matt? You like how I say your name? Big Black Matt. I hope they put a big black mat over me when I die. Big black mat made of dirt. What y'all think we here for? I can get this money and keep it tight then. Right when all y'all thought y'all was coming to get us, cause we lost B.I.G. Well, but he's still with us. Who's y'all ass? Y'all Gunwash.
I guess so. Songs and use y'all cash.
I hang my plaques in the bathroom. Split's not stopping. About making a hit. I'm not gonna make him taking stop. A shit. Player haters be scraping the six. Yeah, I'm not gonna make him stop. Don't even make no sense. I'm happy they made them with bulletproof glass tints. Yeah, he's gotta wait for the verse over. Come on, Jack. Inslee, you should know. You're a fucking rapper, right? I thought you were a rapper.
Yeah.
You should play your song on this shit.
I will. Real
hey, Inslee. Hey, Inslee. You know, I heard that. I heard you made a rap song when you were really, really young.
Yep.
And some Russian guy made a YouTube video out of it, like an exercise video.
Yep.
Is that true?
That's true. I was like a famous rapper.
You and Bauer are famous.
I was. My name was Jackknife.
I know. When I met you, that was the first thing I said. I said, "You got to change that name."
Yep.
Take me out with the fucking break. Yeah, I hope I really get that.
Cool.
Hey, welcome back to Gunwash. Thank you, Herbert Spliffington. Cocaine Funk, according to one of our listeners. All right, fair enough. What do I know? I don't know music. All right, well, it is time for Armando. Mondo. Getting around Mondo. Is it all chilled out? Oh yeah. Does it come in packs with Mondo? Is it mental? Fundamental. Mondo, Mondo. Is it big on taste? Is it in your face? Mondo. It's what's going down. New Mondo fruit squeezer.
Yo. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. You guys can hear me out there?
Yeah.
Oh man, the last time, I can't believe it, yo. I really can't believe it. The last time I called in Gunwash, I was in Rikers Island trading my dinner just to talk to you guys.
Wow.
You remember that?
I do. All too well. What have you got for us, Armando?
Oh man, not much, man. I'm still tripping off this coffee I drank last week. I drank this Bolivian coffee, right? That was like $8. Listen, I drank this coffee, right? It was from Bolivia. It was $8. And as I drank it, I was skipping. My heart skipped beats. I was just freaking out. You know, I lost my shoe. I was just bugging out. I didn't know what to do. And I had like 5 mood swings. And to calm down, I had to literally take a cold shower. I don't know how. But why? But that's what occurred to me. What do you guys think about that?
Look, you know, generally I've talked to people and they say, you know, lukewarm is best. But look, sometimes if you need a cold shower, you need a cold shower. I
took a cold shower just to, like, shake it off. You know, I was really freaked. I just didn't feel too cool.
What about it was the coffee? Yeah, South American coffee can be really caffeinated. So I hear. Who knows?
It was real brutal. I miss you guys. I really wanted to be there today, but I'm over here helping Clyde at this movie.
Dan Sheetsman.
Yeah, you guys working out there? What's going on with that?
I came all the way to New Haven, Connecticut.
Hey, listen, you got to tell Clyde, you know, you got a job over here. No offense.
Yeah, I know. I put my passion project to the side just
fair
to,
enough.
You know.
All right, I understand.
Just to get a little taste of Hollywood.
No, of course.
Armando, I miss you.
I would never.
Hey, miss y'all. I miss y'all. Hugs.
Armando,
two times.
I would never, ever, ever try to take.
But do you want
to
know what I'm doing here, though, on the set, though?
Yeah, it's your segment. You tell me, man. I don't know. It's your segment.
I'm just a casting director.
Oh, you're just a casting director. Yeah.
Nice, man.
I know some people that have been working in film for like 25 years, and they're just PAs. So congratulations,
yeah,
you won the contest.
Off the set, though, I'm a spy, though, looking for mutiny.
what's going on around here. Oh. There's a lot of people over here, just like, you know, and Clyde's the boss.
Are you sure Clyde's just not a little bit paranoid? I think Clyde is. I think Clyde's a little bit delusional.
I think he's a little bit paranoid.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit. I think he's a little bit more than a little bit paranoid. I think he's a little bit delusional.
Hey, but you know these film kids. You know these film students. You know how they act. They got a lot of popcorn in their veins.
Yeah. Well, popcorn butter. Great joke, by the way.
Man,
that joke went deep.
Aaron, what's up with you having a self-loathing group, though?
A self-loathing group? Look.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Armando, I need support systems in my life. What can I say? I'm not happy. But I'm not a happy guy.
On the ad, there was like a big picture of you crying, and I'm like, and then people could like use that as a target.
No, I told, Max, Max Bode, occasionally he likes to make gunwash art. Some might call it folk art. I like to think it's folk art. Because we're folk.
Go fuck yourself.
No, I think it is.
I like outsider the art. I like art.
How is that not folk art, Max?
What was folky about it?
We're folks.
We're pal. It's pal art.
All right, fine. It's pal art.
It's a little controversial. That's why I like it.
Look, Max knows I'm sad. Max
I
came
thought you
Max.
Was, I thought you
What's
was...
up? Yo, Max.
Yo, that
cover looks like that cover you did. Max, you listening to me?
I got you, buddy.
That cover you did, it looks like a scratch and sniff sticker.
Yeah. No, it smells delicious.
What does it smell like? It smells like Aaron's death. It smells like Aaron's decaying.
Aaron and cotton candy.
Yeah,
Armando.
What's up? Yo, Jack, by the way, guest jeans, they want to know your pant size.
Oh, it's a 32.
Yeah.
32 by what?
28,
36. By 34. Yeah, 30. Jack is a 36.
I actually don't know how to dress myself.
Jack, listen, Armando.
Like we need a tailor.
Soon come the people that are going to be dressing everybody.
Let me tell you something, Armando. I got to tell you something. I never heard a more important question asked to Jack because this kid, he dresses like the Elephant Man.
Yep.
I thought he'd say like he's a 36-22.
Yeah, I don't know. 36.
You should see the shirt.
He's like,
the shirt that Jack is wearing is pit stain colored, like the entire thing.
Yeah.
This is really funny.
Like brand new joke. All right. Yeah, once in a while. Hey, Jack, look. You say it yourself.
I mean, it was just the end of his segment.
All right,
thank you for the anime book. Yeah. Thanks, Armando.
That was great.
By the way, I know that was the end of his segment, but Jack, you know, you make those are your jokes.
That's my joke. Yeah. Do I really have pit stains?
No,
you don't have pit stains. It just looks like your entire shirt is a pit stain.
But was that
because I don't know how to wash my clothes?
No. Was that shirt white?
No, it was gray.
Okay, so fair enough. We don't know.
But I don't know how to wash clothes. I mean, we'll get to that. We'll get to that another show.
I drop it off.
The laundry episode.
Yeah,
Speaking of drop it off, I got to drop this segment off because it sucks. Sorry, guys.
And look, it's a vegetable.
Christina Mazurowski is here in the studio, and it is gunwash. Hey, Christina, thank you for coming.
Hi, Aaron. You're welcome.
You know, on other occasions, sometimes we've had our differences, but
creative differences,
and social differences. But I just want to say that I'm glad you're here.
Well, that's cute.
What do you drink? They brought you a drink?
No. Well, yeah.
They don't bring me drinks.
You know.
They did bring me a drink. By the way, another one would be appreciated. I'm a huge alcoholic. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm just more special than you.
I know that's true. I'm here every week. They don't care. Even Jack said today, look, we do things for you. You don't do anything for us.
Can't believe Armando's not here the first time I'm on.
No, well, that's why we have to call in this segment. But he'll be here next week. I don't know. Maybe he'll go Hollywood and he won't come back anymore. Like Joe. Joe is like the king.
I'm here, actually.
Joe, you made South by Southwest. Don't they need you over there?
And that's over. It's done.
Oh, but it's a year-round job.
No.
Okay, I'm joking with you.
I know.
Okay, I got this news in from our Gmail thread because you know the gunwash pals we keep pretty close contact throughout the day, and I heard that we're going to a Yankee game sometime in
the Astros
Yankees Astros. What's the date on that, Jack?
I don't even remember.
Hold on. Jack, hold on.
I don't know.
No,
towards that. It's right before I leave for my trip, so it's like April.
Monday, April 29th.
Yeah.
April 29th. Same day I got to go to the dermatologist. Hey, Jack, why'd you pick Astros? Or no, we didn't get it. We just had to.
No, the thing is, when I asked Jack what he wanted, he said he wanted Boston, the Mets, and the Astros.
Let me ask you something.
Which, obviously, no offense, but you guys aren't exactly, you know, paying
the bills.
Said
any game we want, though.
Well,
I asked for your preferences. I thought maybe...
That's my preference. Give me the fucking
Red Sox,
man.
I thought maybe you would have had, you know, cognitive thinking and realized...
Give me opening day.
Let me. Actually, it's interesting. Do you? I know you reached out and said, "Hey, you know, we have tickets for, you know, sometimes we take blah blah blah. You know, we take trips and da 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 Yankee game, blah blah blah." And then you said, "What's your preference?" Were you a little bit turned? Because I know you're a sports fan. I've known you for quite a... Well, no, you're a
hockey. No
baseball. You're not.
Can we
baseball?
Rewind hockey. And just give some context? Why do you have Yankees tickets, and why the fuck are you offering them to us?
Okay,
The reason why I'm offering them to you is because Aaron and I have had creative differences. It was a little bit of an olive branch. And also, I know Armando, I know Aaron, I met Jack. I've never been in the same room with you guys at the same time until...
Hey, what's up?
You love Max.
Armando's not here.
Anyway, I thought it would be nice to go to the Yankee game, and Aaron has always referred a ton of people to me for work.
Yeah.
And... I'm trying to pay back a little bit, and that's, you know.
Do I really refer work to you, or do I refer...
Do you know how many people have gotten through, you know, you and I being friends, and then me meeting your people?
What do you do with these people? What do you do exactly, Christina? Hold on, wait, you know what? I gotta ask a question here, because I fucking was trying to ask it. Christina, when you asked us for our preference on the Yankee game, on the day of the Yankee game, were you... Did you were you turned on at all when Jack came back and knowing the schedule?
No.
Not at all.
I'm a hockey fan.
You weren't,
I don't know what to tell you.
But you were reaching out to a bunch of radio guys, you know, we're like weirdo guys and we work in this whole little weird little world, and you were like, "Oh, we have Yankee tickets." Were you taken aback at all when Jack came back with basically the I mean, he has a sports ticker in his room,
no,
basically.
There's this thing called Google.
No,
so
no,
he could
no,
have
no,
just
no.
looked up the schedule.
But he has no. Jack has the vocabulary. He has the rhetoric of a guy who knows a baseball schedule.
I mean,
I know basketball is Jack's sport. I know that's his real sport. But he had the teams. He knew. He said Sox, Sonics, Gawkins, Blockins, Gawkins.
He also Sonics.
Jack, why did you want to go see the Astros?
I didn't. That was like
no.
The date worked for me.
No, he was like
the date worked in my schedule.
He was like, "You got Sox?
Real talk.
You got Twins? You got Sox?" As if
let's go see the Houston Astros.
As if Christina's company is going to give up the Sox game to us. I don't know. Do they even do that? They do that, right?
My boss gets them. Are you kidding?
Yeah. We're not going to get the Sox game.
You miss me?
What do we have? We didn't do anything. Christina had to put... She had to put the tickets under the company name that I work for. Goes, who's going to put Gunwash? I'm taking Gunwash, new business venture. I'm bringing Gunwash. One guy fucking doesn't completely speak English. The other guy fucking, you know.
And then they found out that you were the banner guy. That went over real well.
Let me tell you something. I gave
What's
you that.
The banner guy? Wait.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that banner. I built the banner as soon as they wanted it. And you want to know something? When it got confusing... I gave up the art, I gave up the native files, I gave up everything, and I said, it's yours, don't even worry about it.
And hence the Yankee tickets.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did they like the banner?
Yeah. No, it's all, I mean,
no
it's
wonder
not even for me, it's for the style team.
Did they think I was, they thought, they were like, ooh, who's this guy? That he's a little, it's
no.
kind of sexy that he knows how to do
no,
it. Why not? Why? Why would they not feel that way? I am better than those banners that you have up. My banner is fucking better. It doesn't matter.
Let me explain something to
you. My banner's better than that banner. What?
It's that banner is mad old, first of all.
Okay.
First, case in point.
All right.
Second, it's for the style team. It's not for the creative team. So it's a little different.
So they don't have style? Style doesn't
no,
have style?
No, I'm not saying they don't have style. It's just that you know, banner ads have not always been a first priority.
Well, they didn't have style.
What
until
the
fuck
are you talking about? What company is this? This doesn't make sense.
What is happening?
Christina,
break this down,
Christina,
Aaron, please.
Christina recruits creative individuals and gets them work. And, you know.
So she got you work.
No, I was doing something for them. I did something
for
them.
This is different. This is a banner for our company.
Christina knows that I don't take contracts.
Oh, I'm
a
Jesus.
Fucking because I got in a fight with Aaron over a banner today.
I can't even talk about banner ads.
I can't talk about it either.
Look, let me tell you something. Both of you motherfuckers.
I have no idea.
Excuse my language. Christina and Jack, who had problems with me over web banners. Let me tell you something.
What's
okay?
Happening?
I will make this really, really, really simple for you. When I work at my job with graphics, okay, the people that retain me full time, I make like 20 banners a day. And that's like after revisions, we're done. In the hole, in the can, 20 are done. I'm not saying that this is the same situation. All I'm saying is Jack hates me because of the banner. Christina hates me because of the banner. A web banner. Who clicks web banners? Do you click web banners?
Yes.
No.
I don't click web banners.
I always do.
Evan clicks web banners.
Evan definitely clicks web banners.
Max, do you click web banners?
No.
No. Sometimes you click
it's
one
not
or
about
once or twice.
It,
one or two.
One or two. Like what banners would you click?
You know when they have like the game where it's like shoot the mole,
punch
and like you, and you're like you click because you want to shoot
the
them, and then you, know, you don't get to shoot them. And
punch
you go
the,
to the website.
Yeah, it's like
for J. Crew.
Exactly. Punch the president 5 times in the face, and then all of a sudden you're on the you know Campbell Soup.
You're on the
website.
Floor buying yeah. Campbell Soup by yeah. the boatload. Shout out to Candela, thanks for listening.
Shout
hey
out to Candela.
Hey, I have a caller for you, Aaron, and she's mad about something completely different.
Hi, this is Gunwash, and you are talking to the press. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Kelly Hirschman, calling from the Lower East Side.
All right,
wow, she
hey,
gave
baby,
her government
baby.
Name.
Look at that, Kelly.
Aaron.
Yeah.
What was our beef this week? Monday, we had a great time hanging out at your apartment. We had a lot of laughs. Next thing I know it, you know, you're texting me like
a psychotic.
You know,
like a psychotic.
You're having a text temper tantrum with me.
Yeah, I don't like that you...
something.
I don't
do
like
to do this on the air?
I don't like...
That,
she made fun of one of my tattoos, and it really, really hurt my feelings.
I made fun of your tattoo on Friday, and you didn't even give a shit.
No,
it
I did.
It was
I felt bad. I felt bad.
Hello, this is Kelly.
No. I felt bad during Pesach. It was Pesach, and I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to talk about Jews. Many Jews died in the Holocaust, and they were forced to get tattoos. So I don't want to talk about my stupid faggot-ass tattoos during Pesach. I want to find the Yaffe Komen, and I want to go to bed.
Oh.
All right? And you, you know...
What does that have to do with the fact that you're so angry with me?
Because, you know, you got... You know, sometimes, you know... Sometimes when you say stuff, you're a little bit, you know, hurtful with it.
Kelly, why do you love Aaron so much?
Yeah, why do you?
Why
love
you
him?
Love the God?
But because it's the same. Listen,
but you love him.
If you're into sad girls, go to gunwash.com.
Oh, well, I almost thought Armando was
that with everybody. Everyone, the more attention you give Aaron, the more like you know standoffish he becomes to you.
Jack will back that up.
Most of our listeners are sad girls.
Yeah. But I didn't like how you just. Flip the script on me like another.
Well, I'm a,
you know,
I'm
there's
a,
something about
I'm a paranoid schizophrenic
about
man.
Her, huh?
I just wish that just we had other random mad people calling.
Yeah, they
it's
do. So
no, it's just always Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Oh.
Not always Kelly. It's not always Kelly. Sometimes it's other people. It's usually
she
Kelly.
She loves you, and she can't hold it back when you are on the air.
Well, look, listen. She's one of our. You know,
I have beef with you, man. I would like you to stop using the word pal, and Jeremy will join me in that.
Why?
Because the GGC feels like you were hating on us.
Why?
When we came in.
Yeah. More importantly, Daniel Sheetsman is in the studio.
Oh, Daniel Sheetsman.
Wait. Really?
Yeah. So stop using it, please.
All right.
Aaron.
Yeah, hey, what's
oh
up?
Oh, my God.
But we're friends, right?
Daniel Sheetsman,
I don't have to get all crazy about this anymore.
Yeah, all right, Kelly. You're giving me a fucking headache.
All right, goodbye.
Huh? What, Jack, why do you always do that thing where you say goodbye, but then they're still on?
No, Kelly's giving me a headache. Hey, Sheetsman, what's up?
Hoo-ha! Whoa! Caffeine!
Dude, yeah.
Actually, I'm off the stuff.
Hey, you're not... Oh, so you don't have any?
I'm on... Ooh, ooh, no. Way out. Ooh, 12 steps of recovery. Here we go. Wait. I'm sorry for the last time I was in here, and I fed you all the caffeine sheets.
For those of you who don't know,
you're the sheets guy.
We have a special guest. So we have a special guest in
I
the
was the sheets guy.
So what happened? You're off the sheets? No more? No more?
Yeah.
I want one right now.
Yeah, we all want one.
Hey, Sheetsman, you remember that night? Remember that night you came to do gun wash, and then we talked about sheets, and we taste tested all the sheets, and then we went out after we had all those sheets, and we ate more sheets, and it was like not a good night.
Unfortunately, dude, I do not remember any
dude,
of it.
Dude, and Evan, did you take any of the sheets? Because remember that night? Yeah, because remember that I woke up the next morning, and I was like, oh, man, I don't want to take those sheets again. Those
I had the worst night of my life on those sheets.
Oh, my God. Yeah, remember, Jack, I was like, whoa, I'm never taking those sheets again. But you love them, Sheets.
Well,
Sheetsman, you love them.
I love them. I was a different man then. I love caffeine.
That was like 5 months ago.
I didn't sleep for 5 months, and then I learned a few things about myself.
So have you withdrawn from the company, or are you still steadily
No,
selling?
I still sell the stuff, but only the sleepy sheets now. Only the melatonin sheets.
So you are on sheets?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, look, you look great.
Thanks. Oh, you do not want to see my underside, though.
No?
Oh, yeah.
I know, the sheets, they give you a bubble.
Yeah, you don't
want to
see the dorsal end of this fish.
Oh, man. The business end.
They give you a bubble.
Hey, Christina, you ever taken these energy...
Aaron, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Armin was going to show up, and he didn't.
I'm glad he didn't.
I'm not. I really wanted
Wait,
that
what's
to
the topic of tonight's show? Oh,
God, nothing.
Nothing. No topic?
I lost it earlier on. Yeah, I don't know. It
fell apart.
The outline has something over
here. Aaron is sad because he's moving to LES.
No,
you're leaving LES.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know where Dan Sheetsman lives?
Oh, you live by where I'm going to live?
Wait, where are you going to live?
Well, Max, does he live where I'm going to live? Where
he
I'm going to live?
Fifth and First.
I don't know where I live. I know a street.
I think you were talking about banner ads before.
Fifth and First? So I'm not going to live near the sheets, so why do I care? My life's over, dude. I want to live near Dan Sheetsman.
Some depressing shit over here.
Dude, this has been the most depressing show I've ever fucking done. You're not going to fucking believe it. You're going to listen back, and you're going to want to kill yourself. You'd rather read Rumi than listen to this shit.
Oh, God, this is terrible.
Yeah. You got any of those uppers?
No.
Don't have any?
I'm done. I'm off it.
When you were on it, what was your favorite flavor?
The flavor was waking up.
Oh,
that's the flavor.
Wow. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it tastes like. You wake right up.
I did get a free sample of those, but I can't remember where it was from.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
I really don't remember where it was from. We got them at the office.
Yeah,
or
most people say, yeah, I took those, but where did I get it? I don't
oh,
remember
I didn't
where
take
I got it from.
You didn't take them?
I didn't take them.
Oh, you got to take those, baby.
No. You got to take them anally. That's the best way to
You got to put them right on the anus.
Yep.
I know that sound. Oh. I know that sounds inappropriate, but really, if you want to really do it, you got to put them in like the moist part of the anus. That was weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stigma against the anus, but ultimately it's just another body part, like your finger.
Well, look, hey, Sheetsman, you came just in time because I was dying over here. But look, can I say who you really are or no?
No, let's not do that.
Okay, cool.
Let's not do that. You know what I would like to talk about?
Well, we only got 2 minutes, man. I got to go to music.
There's plenty of time for this.
Okay, go right ahead.
You guys ever gone to a high school reunion?
No, I skip online.
We actually didn't have ours.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. Sorry.
It's a big...
Sorry to hear
they
that.
Dropped it. Buffalo,
I'm
you know.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, shout out to Buffalo.
Woof.
Woo.
So, okay, so... what
so here's my point. Why in the age of Facebook is there any reason to go to a high school?
Right, exactly.
That's, I think
I
that's
reuned.
Why we didn't have
well,
it.
Here's your answer, because I went to mine, and Facebook is all lies. It's all the prettiest things you can say about yourself and the best photos. I went back. Everyone... who's listed as married on Facebook, they're actually divorced.
Yeah, that's what I was saying the other day to Evan. Yeah, I bet you that's true. They all have like gaping, open, dripping sores on their face.
All over. Huge, crazy festered boils everywhere.
I thought the point of high school reunions was to get laid.
No, I think it's to show people where you are in life.
Show people your sores.
Joe, that's why you stay around here, man.
So
you're my kind of guy.
So Sheetsman, they must have been so proud that you're off drugs and back into
no,
the
No, well, at that time, I was still very much on it.
Yeah, at the high school reunion, you were on Sheets. I know.
I'm so happy, though, because we can finally get a drop from Sheetsman.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get one.
We didn't get one.
Oh, that's
time.
Perfect, because we're about to end the show.
I know.
Listen, you guys out there have been listening to Gunwash on the Heritage Radio
and
Network.
Thanks for doing so.
Christina did her drop earlier, but we're so happy you came.
And
thank
also,
you, Christina.
I got a text message from my boss. And he's mad that I didn't mention where I work.
Well, you're not. I thought. When I get the gag orders, I don't read the emails.
We got 31 listeners this week.
When
wow.
Can I do my drop?
I got you guys Yankee tickets. Come on.
All right, Christina, hold on. Have Christina do another drop with the company.
All right, fine. Here you go.
Yeah. Which is so
go ahead.
Weird.
Just do it.
All right. This is Christina Mazurowski from JBC Connect, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio on Heritage Radio Network.
Okay. Wow. Now look, that was amazing. I think you were like you were a little bit like you were like Christina. All right, Sheets. You want to do one? Because I don't have one for you.
Are you sleepy? Do you want to wake up and get weird, get crazy, mess up your life, mess up your entire life, all the lives of your friends and fans? Then you gotta come down to Gunwash, mess up your life, get weird, take some sheets, wake up, never go to sleep, it's never gonna end, please give me help on Gunwash!
That was good, that was a very
now
good
that's
job.
A drop.
There you go. Now that's championship.
That's creativity.
That's a drop.
But you would have never gotten there if you hadn't gone through your binge of, you had to recover first to know
that's
what that
true.
Was about, you know?
That said, does anybody have a sheet?
No, let's have a round of applause. Let's have a round of applause for Dan Sheetsman for recovering. Wow. 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 Well, listen, it's Thursday night. Thank you so much for listening to Gunwash. Joe, it was very kind of you to fill in for Armando. I know that's not an easy seat.
Those are huge shoes to fill.
It's a big one.
Hey, what's up?
Christina, thank you. Jack, I know we fought earlier, but I'm not bummed anymore. And Max Bode, you'll soon be doing Gunwash covers, I guess. Because
maybe never.
I'll get strong-armed into it by your sour feelings towards me.
Out to all the sirens listening.
Out to all these sirens.
Mermaids.
You know, it's 718-497-2128 every Thursday evening at 7:30. But if you go to gunwash.com and press play, you'll always hear something. And it's on the Heritage Radio Network.org. Gunwash. My name is Aaron Splivington. Please, do whatever you'd like. It's over.
Hi, this is Natasha Kwam, and I'm supposed to insert something crazy here, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Full Service Radio coming up next with Archipelago. Keep it locked. Get on down.
excuse me. I heard the word from word of mouth that you were into booking flights. My travel agent took a trip up north and I need to book a flight tonight. I enjoyed getting away from day to day stress, so I need to leave soon. If that's the case, I have no space, but for later I'll be sure to leave. Nah, that's not gonna do. I know that you can find another flight leaving the same time. I need to get aboard. I can't afford any penalties to sit in the main cabin.
No, that didn't rhyme.
It doesn't matter. What does the money? Show the cash and the ticket is yours. Cool, here's your green. Now I'm out of the scene, but I'll be back to purchase some more jewels.
More than you know it.
I like it.
More than you know it.
Do you want me, baby?
I want some more.
Do you want me, sugar?
I want some more.
Now out of the clouds and I'm running in a turbulence. Need to get up, up higher again. Feeling like my soul's on fire again. Don't need the belt for safety. Show me where the safe be, so I can't take me another trip to the agency. Cause the travel unraveled my woes, but now the craving grows. So I need to get a ticket, cause man oh I need to get aboard a plane again. Some say I'll crash, but it's my life and cash. Gonna ride it out until the end. Numb to the lift of the whiff drawer when I vacate frequently. And I got freaking flyer when I retire to death. Tell him that the big C sent me. And a lot of others, man, I'm not the only brother at the airport leading the lift. Or was an agent till I was caught and brought to an unfair court pleading the fifth. Saw ground I prefer upon the mound when I pitched the rock for a fee. Now others say standing at the bat isn't where it's at, but taking hits is where I'd rather be.
Hey y'all, my cousins used to tell me about this down in Hattie. Also with the big boys who push the caddy. See, when I was young, I was told to stay clear, but sometimes she fits her game in my ear. Told me about the way she make me feel good, bragging about how she controlling the hood. Not me, I'm just a young and interested in the streets.
But in the future, I think Hattie had plans for me.
More than you know it.
I like it.
More than you know it.
E.T. Funhouse. E.T.
Afraid of us, you know this ain't a game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
This isn't serious. We could make you delirious, but you should have a healthy fear of us. There's too much of us, it's dangerous. Dangerous, we so dangerous. A flip mode squad is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous.
Hold your breath, we swinging it from right to left.
With the Y-clef,
talking shit be hot to death. Staying alive, you know only the strongest survive. Holding my heat under my seat, whipping the fire. Baseline for all of my people moving around. Give me your pound, all of my niggas holding it down. Cutting you up, the new shit, rocking you up, fucking you up. My black hole, sucking you up. Back in the days, a nigga used to be ass out. Now a nigga holding several money market accounts. Blaze the street, and then I would just like to announce. Feeling my groove, my jigga jigga, making you bounce. That's others right. Is fair, me and my niggas breaking the bread. Stay getting it, we got you niggas holding your head. Afraid of us, you know this ain't the game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on. This is serious. We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. There's too much of us, it's dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode squad is dangerous. We so dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous.
Come on.
One time, y'all. Throw your hands real high, y'all. Yeah, get down, y'all. Let me see you all, y'all. Bust around, flip mode, y'all. 1998, y'all. Get down, y'all. Let's have a ball, y'all. Feeling the heat up in the street, rocking the beat. Step up in the club, take me to my reserve seat. Coming around, all of my niggas around me. So much bottles of liquor, y'all niggas will drown me. Making you drunk, feeling the funk, blazing the skunk. Stay hitting with the shit that blow a hole in your trunk. Afraid of us, you know this ain't the game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
Dame Dash, I'm chilling with my man Amando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood.